On the line, as promised, I've got Emma Sinclair from the Climathon. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Emma, you're involved with the Impact Hub over in Hamilton area, and you've just explained to me a whole lot of organisation. I've got a lot of notes, but do you just want to explain what the Climathon is and how you're attached to it?
Sure can. Yeah, absolutely. So, Impact Hub Waikato is actually a regional organisation. So although we had our first physical space in Hamilton, we do service the whole region and connecting with communities everywhere. And that's also partly what this roadshow is about, which is happening under the Climathon banner. And Climathon is Impact Hub Waikato's impact innovation project in the climate action space.
Okay, so
a lot of words, a lot of jargon, but basically this is Impact Hub's way to make change within the climate space and advocate for a better future.
So you're the chief operating officer at the Impact Hub?
Yes, that's correct.
And this is one of your projects, the Climathon?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and then I've got a poster on the wall that says that you're going to be here on Monday. So do you want to tell people what's going to be happening in Raglan on Monday?
Yeah, sure. No, so it's super exciting. So we're going on a roadshow across the whole region, and we kick off in Hamilton on Monday lunchtime, and then we head straight to Raglan, straight to the source of where a lot of the beautiful climate work is being done at the moment. And we'll be there at dinner time, and we'll be holding an event for the local community, which is very cool.
Okay. And what will that event involve?
So we're going to hear from a few local speakers and people who are really committed to primarily biodiversity work is the focus of the Raglan event. So we're going to be hearing from Peggy Oakey and Crystal Van Hoot.
Yes.
Crystal
Van Hoot.
Yes, that's the one, yeah. And it's being held at the Kōkiri Centre in Raglan.
Yep. Okay, and that's... I see on the poster it says that's at 5:45 through to 8.
Yes, yeah, that's right. So we've got some yummy kai happening. We'll hear from some beautiful, inspirational speakers. I'll do a little bit of spin a bit of a yarn as well and tell everybody what we're about. Then we'll go into some exciting and empowering activities, which I know you have some questions on as well.
Well, yeah, because the poster says it talks about Peggy and Crystal, but also it says enjoy a speed dating session on climate solutions. So I'm curious to know exactly what that's going to involve.
Yeah, a bit of speed dating, right? I've never actually experienced in the real sense, but we've kind of created our own little spin-off of speed dating for climate. And basically it's just a way to empower people to sit down and have a chance to connect with perhaps a total stranger or someone you don't know very well and haven't worked with in the past, to kind of see what you can come up with through really great facilitation in, let's say 15 minutes. And what people tend to walk away with when we do that is like, wow, imagine this is what we came up with in 15 minutes. Imagine what we could do if we, let's say, spent a day together. And that leads nicely on to the main event for Climathon, which is the Ideathon, which is exactly what we do. We spend 24 hours together ideating, connecting, collaborating, and innovating for climate.
Right, and is that generally sort of what the Impact Hub does in a lot of areas?
This is a little bit outside of what Impact Hub normally does. So that's why we call it Impact Innovation. So it sits a little bit outside of our normal work, which is to connect, enable, and inspire social entrepreneurs. But obviously, the Climathon movement is for more than just social entrepreneurs. It's for anybody who wants to, it can be for community groups, individuals, entrepreneurs, for sure. People of any ages or stages in life. It can be, people who just want to do something for climate and have some skills to put to good use. And I believe everyone does, and everyone should. So
I'm curious, from your perspective, because you talked about, lots of things happening out here under the climate umbrella. What are the things that I'm interested as someone who's not in Raglan looking at us, what you've picked up from where you are. What do you see when you look at Raglan?
Yeah, no, beautiful question. What we see, I feel quite connected with Raglan, and I have a lot of friends there and spent a lot of time there. And you do see that a lot of businesses and people have a really close connection with nature and with environmental action. Also within the space of, you know, as I've kind of been on this climathon journey for the last couple of years, I see that a lot of the experts and the people who are contributing to the conversations are either based in Raglan or connected in Raglan. And I think that Raglan has some really cool, I mean, I think a good reputation for being a real center of, yeah, people who care, people who are doing good work for climate.
Yeah.
So whether that's Raglan Food Co., who is also, you know, one of our supporters, or just sort of grassroots individuals, we see a lot of really great stuff happening in Raglan. Not just in Raglan, obviously, but, you know, I think Raglan's a great example that other towns can look to. We've got Extreme Zero Waste, which I know serves as a really inspiring example for people who are doing work in that space as well. So, yeah, a lot of cool stuff happening out there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and Extreme's a good example of a social enterprise too. And is that, like you just mentioned before, that that's something the Impact Hub's kind of involved with. Is that something that's increasing in New Zealand and in our region, that, you know, the use of social enterprises to get things done and to approach a problem?
Oh, I mean, I hope so. Definitely, I would say so. I personally come from a background of social entrepreneurship, and I remember sitting kind of in my office in like 2015 feeling like I was just such a complete weirdo for wanting to combine like purpose and profit. And I think now, you know, a few years later, definitely as I get to know this ecosystem better, I can see a lot of shifts happening, a lot of really great conversations within that kind of impact business and dual purpose model. And I think, you know, that obviously it goes beyond kind of corporate offsetting or greenwash. I think, you know, people who are really embedding environmental practices and purposes and social good into their business, I think that's definitely growing. And it's also something that, you know, I'd like to think organizations like Impact Hub are obviously a part of that journey, and yeah, making that more mainstream.
Yeah. Are there some organizations maybe in Hamilton that are examples of social enterprises that maybe we just don't know about?
Probably. I'm not sure who are kind of, it's hard for me to say like who's more well known than others.
Yeah.
But and I also not sure that I want to kind of drop any names on the spot like
okay.
that.
All right.
But there's lots of great people doing great things, and I think, you know, if anyone wants to connect with those, just and not to be kind of you know, a bit of shameless self promotion, but you know, they're welcome to connect with us at Impact Hub, and we can definitely showcase some really cool people doing cool stuff.
Okay, I told you I'd have questions that I didn't know I was going to ask coming up.
Okay, here we go. It's happening.
One of the things that you were, we were talking about the speed dating before, on the idea that, or not, sorry, it's the speed dating session on climate solutions. I should say the full title there, otherwise people get confused. And people coming out of that going, hey, look, you know, we can come up with ideas for things to do. How important is this sense of hope to this issue at the moment?
I think it's incredibly important. So important. I think hope and empowerment are really pillars of this climate, just having any kind of success in this space, because it can be so incredibly terrifying and daunting, you know. And I think that we've seen what climate change can do. We're seeing the effects of what's happening. And I think especially for young people, you know, when you hear stories from young people saying, I'm 14 years old and I'm not going to have kids because I don't want to bring people, like new people, into this world, you know, like that's really sad. And that's obviously the opposite of having hope. And I also think that we're seeing a lot of climate action movements that are quite like, for want of a better word, toxic and exclusive. And it can be quite daunting to enter into this space because you sort of feel like, oh, I'm not, you know, I don't drive an EV and I don't do everything perfectly. And every now and then I buy plastic wrapped meat, so I don't belong in the climate space.
Yeah.
But I think for me, it's really a message of progress over perfection. And, you know, small steps and ripple effects, like, they matter. So for me, it's really meeting people where they're at because if we don't do that, then behavior change is impossible, both at the level of the community and individuals. So for me, it's really just come as you are with whatever you have, you know, in your case, whatever experience you have, whatever good stuff that you're doing and whatever improvements you can make, you know, everyone is welcome. And then together we can just slowly progress and make better choices every day and empower ourselves and inform ourselves. And I think ultimately that's where the hope comes from, yeah. Taking small steps. I mean, I know we're beyond the point in the climate journey where switching off light bulbs is enough. But if switching off the light bulb is going to get someone on that journey, I think do it, you know, and let's celebrate that.
Yeah, well, there's a bit of a, like the doom message is we're heading toward a cliff and we're going to go off it and there's nothing we can do. But I think even like you just mentioned, you know, switching off a light bulb, even that will slow down the speed to which we're heading toward the cliff, and surely that's worth doing just in and of itself.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm also not a climate change expert. I'm just a person who's passionate, and so when I talk to the experts and when I hear from them, yeah, that's very much the message that I'm hearing. You know, it's not like a kind of the world's going to blow up if we get to a certain point. You know, there's a lot of talk about 1.5 degrees and tipping points and all that kind of stuff. And it can sound really, you know, like this kind of a finish line and then, you know, everything is done. That's not the case. It's really just, from what I'm hearing from the experts, mitigating the damage that is being done and then also really trying to reverse that as much as we can, and that everyone can do something and everyone has to do something. And everyone has to, you know, do what they can. And so for us, you know, when we go on this roadshow, that's why we chose to do it on bikes, because we can.
Yeah.
Because we're privileged enough to be able to, you know, connect with people who will sponsor us with e-bikes, you know, and the, you know, getting the cool kids from Electrify actually going, yeah, here, have these bikes. Like, what you're doing is great. And rather than just hopping in the car. So, you know, that's kind of our way of saying, oh, this isn't not the easiest way to get around the region, but we're going to do it anyway because we can and we should.
So what's the full itinerary that you're going to be doing on the bikes?
Yeah, so we start off in Hamilton, as I said. We head straight to Raglan. And then on Tuesday, we're off to Naroa Wahia.
Yep.
And then we are off to the velodrome. So on our bikes, back to the velodrome. On Wednesday, Thursday, we're in Tokoroa in our South Waikato Impact Hub space. Then we're on to Matamata for Friday after work drinkies. And then we go to Pairoa for the grand finale on Saturday.
Okay, and you've got some good bikes, like long range batteries and.
I'm pretty sure comfort. The technical people have thought of all those things.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. Yeah. No, we have a really great team of advisors who have helped us, you know, select the right bikes, and the team at Electrify have been incredibly helpful. So, I have full trust in the bikes.
So an interesting question is, like, you're coming here first, and you know that out here there's people who are on board with the idea that we need to do something about it. You are going into other parts of the region where, like, I was thinking before, something we were talking about before reminded me about this kind of this culture war between farmers and environmentalists going on in this country. And in fact, according to something I saw this morning, happening in lots of other places around the world, and it's not very helpful. You are potentially going into places where there'll be a bit more of that, perhaps. I'm not sure if you're expecting that.
You mean the resistance?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. I think that there's definitely some great people doing some great stuff in all of these towns, and we've managed to connect with those people. There might be some resistance. You know, I hadn't really thought a lot about it, and I guess if there is, then we're just really willing to have a super open and compassionate conversation. I mean, again, we're not going out as climate change experts. That's not our positioning. So I think if that shows up, then that'll be interesting.
I'm not expecting like a protest to occur or anything like that. That's not.
Oh my
gosh,
that would be amazing. I would love that so much.
I guess it's just a difficult area. I think it hasn't helped the situation that we're now into this kind of culture war. And it's attitudes that are definitely on both sides of the fence on that issue. I mean, do you guys have feelings about that as well, or things you want to do about that?
Yeah, we do. We talk about that a lot. It's become very extreme, I guess. You know, people have really strong opinions, and it evokes a lot of emotions. And I guess, and so it should. You know, it's really emotive stuff. I think our take is very much just, this is a movement for everyone and anyone who cares about climate and who's concerned about the future in one way or another. And it doesn't matter if they're a dairy farmer or a, you know, just climate activist. This is a safe space. And we're also really keen to, I guess, raise those conversations and just have them in a really compassionate way. So that people can come to the table, you know, with their experience and with their opinions and their thoughts and their questions and their feelings, and just feel like that's a safe space, and we're all a part of the solution, and we all need to be a part of the solution.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so this event we're talking about, folks, with Emma is at the Corkery Centre on Monday. That's right, isn't it? 5:45.
Yes.
And I see on the poster it says free tickets and food provided. That's good.
Yeah, so totally free, like no barriers to entry at all. Everyone is welcome, literally everyone is welcome. And yeah, some yummy kai as well. I always think it's a good idea to have some food. I'm a huge foodie, so yeah, definitely don't want people to go hungry.
And you'll be there, and are there other people from your organisation going to be there? Like, you've got a bit of a team cycling around?
Yeah, so it's me and Timon from the Impact Hub team who are cycling for that particular stretch. And then we've got Hannah from Hunt and Gather Bico, who is our host. And then, as I mentioned, we've got the speakers as well.
Okay, who's Peggy Oakey and Crystal Van Hout,
yep,
who people I interview regularly. In fact, I was talking
beautiful.
Yeah, I was talking to Peggy yesterday, actually. So,
wonderful. Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to hearing from them and listening to their local stories.
Okay, and just before we wrap up, if people want to check something out online, where do you recommend they go?
I will be aiming to post on our Climathon Waikato Instagram page as we go. So for anyone who wants to follow us on the journey, that would be the place. Also, the Impact Hub website has a Climathon page on it as well. So people are welcome to go to Impact Hub Waikato Programs Climathon.
Okay. Well, look, Emma, it's been awesome to talk to you this morning, and look forward to seeing you guys in Raglan.